And welcome, Seville Podcast World, to another edition here at SevillePodcast.com. Mike Biseglia with you. So glad you could find our website once again. We got a little bit of a treat here for you today, a little different than some of the things we've had on in the past. We've had some cool running podcasts and some cool other podcasts, but now we're going to do a little something different because everybody loves food, and food is a good thing. It makes the heart warm, makes everybody smile. And we have the owners of Great Harvest Bread Company, Matt and Kath, and you guys are going to start your own podcast here, and you're going to get into your business, and it's a cool venture because you guys make delicious bread. First time bringing it to Charlottesville. It's been in other locations throughout America, and you have a really cool product to tell us about. You're going to give us some tips on, well, bread and some nutrition and different foods that are out there. So let's first start and introduce yourselves and just sort of talk about your company and first start of why Great Harvest, who you guys are, and how you ended up here in Seville.
Hey, I'm Matt Munson, and I'm here with my wife.
I'm Kath Younger.
And, we have decided we've been working for about a year and a half now to bring Great Harvest to Charlottesville. And we're really excited about it because we both graduated college in 2005 and both worked some corporate-type jobs that we weren't really excited about. We were just kind of choosing the careers that we thought we were supposed to coming out of school. And finally, we realized that we really need to be our own bosses. And so it was kind of a long, winding path to lead us directly to opening a bakery. But, you know, it's something that we can really believe in for, you know, whole grain nutrition. We're actually going to be – the greatest thing about Great Harvest is we mill our own whole wheat flour in the bakery every single day so that at the time that that flour is put into the bread, it is at its maximum freshness and nutrition.
Yeah, and I'm actually a registered dietitian. I also write a food blog called Kath Eats Real Food, which you can find at katheats.com. So I think the two of us can really be defined as those who love food. Matt actually brews his own beer, and he's also the baker in the family, so I like to call him the wrangler of yeast. And so we're really excited. We love bread. I think that we had talked about opening other kinds of businesses in the past, a lunch place, a bed and breakfast, but we really just, nothing really stuck, nothing seemed attainable, and Matt worked at a Great Harvest in Charlotte, North Carolina, where we lived after we graduated from Davidson College, go Wildcats, and once he started working there, we realized that that was, Great Harvest was definitely something that we believed in and something that we could see ourselves doing in the future. And I think it all boiled down to the fact that we absolutely love sandwiches, and we love bread, and we love food. So it just seemed like a good match for our family, and we're both morning people, which helps with getting up super early.
So you promise there's coffee as well? Got to make sure.
Yes, we will have some coffee.
Absolutely. That's great. Now, talk about the story of how you decided on Charlottesville, a lot of different areas that could use a Great Harvest. Charlottesville, definitely a community that is searching for a store like this, and a community that would really embrace it. How did you end up here in Charlottesville?
I was actually born here when my dad was in residency at the hospital, and my parents moved away when I was one, and I grew up in South Carolina. But Charlottesville has always been one of these places that's on my mind as it was just a great place to have a vacation. And so throughout college, we would take a couple trips here, go to some bed and breakfasts, some wineries. And when we began looking for places to open our own store, we considered a few cities on the East Coast. We knew we wanted to stay mostly in the South and the East Coast. We were looking for, you know, real cool foodie towns, and it really kind of came down to, Charleston and Charlottesville. And I mean, it's really no contest here. This is one of the greatest cities ever. It has so much more to offer than even coming from Charlotte. And, I think that there's just such a great healthy culture here of really active people. The amazing restaurants is, a big draw for us. That it's people who really care about food. I especially like, as an example, like the Organic Butcher. People in Charlottesville are really, they're willing to make a second stop from their grocery store to get a really high quality product. And so we really feel that, you know, Great Harvest Bread, nutty, seedy stuff that makes great sandwiches. And we really see this as a weekly staple in your home, especially for families and kids to take to school. people to have for their morning toast before they go into work. So we really hope that people, just like going to the Organic Butcher or some of the other specialty shops here, they're also willing to make that second stop for us.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about the product a little. We sort of got your background, how you ended up here. But let's talk about Great Harvest and what it has to offer. Now that I'm hungry, as you talk about the different toasts I can have in the morning and the nutty breads, just go into and just Great Harvest 101, what there is.
Well, I think the beauty of it is that all of the wheat in our store will be ground freshly milled each day. So we take wheat berries, which are the little round things that you see in a kind of a picture of wheat, and we stone grind them in a mill and turn that into bread within the same day. So it's the taste. It's not just about the ingredients that go in the bread, but it's the freshest flour that you can possibly consume. And, you know, number one, that is so good for the taste, but number two, for the nutrition, the ingredients, you know, haven't been exposed to air and haven't been sitting around getting stale. So it's as nutritious as can possibly be. So it starts with the flour, but everything is made from scratch each morning. Matt could tell you a little bit more about the process of going from flour to bread, but I'll add in that there are so many different kinds of bread that we make. The staple is honey whole wheat, which is probably our most famous, and it's fluffy and doughy and just makes a great all-around bread. My personal favorite is one that we're going to call Seville Crunch, and it's full of flax seeds. Matt, help me out on the ingredients.
It's got flax seeds, sunflower seeds, millet, wheat bran, oat bran, and 100% whole wheat flour.
And it is the best bread I've ever had in my life. What I love about it is when you eat it on a sandwich, the bread actually has texture. So it's not like you're just using the bread to get to the inside of the sandwich. Like you're crunching through the outside of the sandwich to get to the inside. It just makes a wonderful sandwich.
Yeah, and we're also going to be offering sandwiches there, of course, as a highlight for the bread. Trying to do some more unique combinations, smashed banana with naturally nutty peanut butter, sprinkled with granola and a dash of our special honey. Let's see, what are some other interesting ones? Pimento cheese with hot pepper jelly. Trying to throw in some goat cheese. And definitely using Twin Oaks tofu. We really like those guys. So, yeah, we just want to, you know, have something more than a typical kind of deli. And again, always with the focus on the great bread. And really for Great Harvest bread, I mean, tasting is believing. You cannot believe that whole grain bread can taste this good because it just doesn't compare to what's in the store. And again, we're really committed to making most of our breads 100% whole wheat. So I think that people can not only have an amazingly flavorful product, but they can feel really good about what they're putting in their body.
Now, Kath, you mentioned that, Matt, you go in and you can tell the process of how it becomes bread. But you should mention as well, because I've heard, you said you're a morning person, but morning in your world, getting the store ready, a little bit different than I'm sure that most people are used to.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's pretty typical bakery stuff where you're coming in at, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning. But, yeah, it's a really peaceful time of day. And it's, you know, big saying in the bakery world is, you know, we do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day. So I don't know. It's we mentioned earlier that we considered opening some restaurants. And it's funny that we said, oh, we don't want to do that because we'll be giving up our nights and weekends and every holiday. And yet we've traded that for, you know, the hours that people hate most in the day. So, but I'm totally fine with that because it's just, it's really invigorating to accomplish so much. And then to have done all the stuff and then people come in and they're ready to start their day and you're already loaded with energy and you have something beautiful to offer them.
Absolutely. Now, you have some idea of when the store will come together. You're still in the process of finalizing everything and getting the nuts and bolts of a business put together. But what's the ideal date right now you're looking for people in this community to finally get some of that Great Harvest bread and products?
Well, we're shooting for the end of May, but we're crossing our fingers that date holds and we don't have any major delays. Even though Great Harvest is technically a franchise, it's much more of a co-op because all of the owners of the stores are 100% owners of the bakery and make all the decisions and can customize the store as much as they want. So Matt and I are in charge, and we're doing our best to get it open by the end of May. So hopefully we can bake some bread by the summertime.
Yeah, and we're working right now with our contractor and just kind of doing build-out. And probably the most important thing we should mention is the store is located at McIntyre Plaza. That's where Seville Coffee and Circa is, to name some of the more notable businesses in the center. And we're really excited to be located there. We think it's a great thoroughfare, a lot of great visibility. We're going to be where Crazy Horse Studio, the T-shirt printing shop, moved out. So we'll be one of the, along with Seville Coffee and Circa, we'll be one of the three, major storefronts there. So we really think that McIntyre Plaza can become a great destination in the city.
And one other thing is that anytime you come into a Great Harvest, you are welcome to try any of our breads. We always offer a taste, a big hunk of slice to top with honey and jam whenever you come in the store. So don't be shy to stop in and just say, hey, I want to try that Seville Crunch bread that you were talking about. We're also going to make cookies, scones, muffins, and bars. And they are also, many of them, whole wheat. And they're also delicious and available to taste as well. So don't be shy and come in and say hello as soon as we're open.
Well, and practically, we're going to be forcing you to take this because we just, we want to give that gift to people for thanking them for just stopping into our store. And then it's like I'm saying, tasting is believing. So once we get that in your mouth, you're hooked,
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with a free sample. No one's going to say no to that. And you said before it's a franchise, but I think to stress, and you brought this up, how important it is. It is locally owned. It is about Charlottesville. And you said you have a bread that's devoted just to Charlottesville.
Yeah, exactly. It's all, I think, we're big believers in the local food movement and try to support as many local businesses as possible. So we think that that's a great fit, the fact that all the bread is made here. It's not, flown in and then baked on site. It's all made from scratch in the store.
Absolutely. And if there was a word that you wanted to tell to people that will be coming into your store eventually, and just the word on Great Harvest. And I think from me just sitting here, what I can take is your passion for the store and what you're going to bring to it. But if there's something in summary, it's capping up what Great Harvest is and what it'll be here in Charlottesville.
Well, I mean, we really just want to be the whole grain headquarters in Charlottesville. We think that, bread's, thanks to hopefully the death of the low carb thing, people are into bread now, but not just grocery store bread, really high quality stuff. And we know that what we're offering is something you can feel good about eating. And of course, you can't beat the flavor. So, we hope people really see us as, the spot where you can get really high quality, flavorful, and healthy bread.
And I guess we should just say it again. You said it before, the location, just for people that maybe missed it the first time.
Sure. It's McIntyre Plaza. Right next to Seville Coffee and Circa, where Crazy Horse Studio used to be off McIntyre Road.
And, of course, we'll keep you posted throughout SevillePodcast.com as we get closer and closer to the grand opening. But we're going to be going into a few more podcasts, which you'll lead, and just talk about some of the other topics that you'll like to bring up. As you mentioned before, nutrition is a big thing.
Yeah, whole grains and why they're good for you. As I mentioned, I'm a registered dietitian, so I heartily believe in eating whole grains, and we're excited about that.
Absolutely, guys. A lot of fun. Looking forward to that end of May date, as I'm sure I will be hooked. And we had a free food sampling that you brought into the radio station, I guess it was a few weeks ago now. And I think you brought in the bread you were talking about before, if I'm not incorrect. But all I remember is going in there and I took a piece. Came back, took another piece, and before you know it, you could tell that my hand sort of made its way in there and decided the knife wasn't even good enough.
Yeah, the first time I ever had Great Harvest bread, I was, I went into the store, I met with the owners, and I was just talking with them. They were like, oh, you got to take a big old slice before you leave, and they gave me this huge thing. It was like as big as my hand, yeah. And I called Kath on my drive home, and like, oh, my God, you got to taste this bread. It's amazing. And by the end of the drive home, I had eaten the whole thing. Sorry about that.
So I went back for a whole loaf of my own.
Absolutely. Great stuff, guys. Appreciate coming in and look forward to the future podcast that you have to offer from Great Harvest.
Thanks.
Thank you.